we're doing Toyag Mitzvot, and we're up to the uncommon Mitzvot. And the next Mitzvah we're going to discuss is the Mitzvah to take off Truma Gdola. When we have wheat, barley, when we have the Shiva Saminims, then there's a Mitzvah to take off Truma and give it to a Kohen. And then there's the Mitzvah of taking Maaser Ani, a tithe to give to the poor. And then you have Maaser Sheni. In the first, second, fourth, fifth year, there's Maaser Sheni. In the third and sixth year, there's Maaser Ani. What we do with Maaser Sheni is we redeem it. Let's say a person has Maaser Sheni, the value of $100, he could redeem it on a cheaper coin, and then he could redeem it on a little bit of sugar, and then scatter the sugar in the wind. You can't eat it anymore. We don't have purity anymore. We have a mitzvah to take off the gifts that we're supposed to take off from our food to the coin and levy, etc., in the proper order. Bikurim has to be before Truma. Truma has to be before Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon has to be before Maaser Sheni, and you have to maintain that order. Is the second tithe that we take off and eat in holiness in Jerusalem, being that we don't have holiness today, so we can't do that, we can't eat it in Jerusalem. So therefore, the Torah gives us a possibility of redeeming the food on money and redeeming the money on food. So we transfer the food to money, and we could, it doesn't have to be the exact value today that we can't eat it anyways, so you could even, we downgrade it, and then we go from money back to a food item, which would be, we try to do it on something like sugar, which you could just scatter to the wind, and then no one will end up eating it. I mean, if you do it on an apple, and then you put the apple in the garbage, someone else might eat it. So what we do is we do something like that. But when it comes relevant halachically, then you'll learn all the details. We have a mitzvah that a person who's not a kohen may not eat from the truma. It's a biblical prohibition. And even a hired worker of a kohen, his servant, may not eat from the truma either. A person may not eat from truma if he's uncircumcised, and that's true also for other holy foods. We derive this from the Paschal offering, where the Torah says a person who's uncircumcised may not eat it, and we derive from that other holy foods are also prohibited for a person who is an arel, who is uncircumcised. And a kohen who is defiled may not eat truma. That's why today the kohanim, that's one of the reasons they don't eat truma today. And a person who is a chalala, if a woman, her father was a disqualified kohen, let's say her father was a kohen who married a divorcee, so she's not allowed to eat holy foods or truma. She herself can become a chalala. That's a different discussion. She may not eat truma or the holy foods.